Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, the Queen would love you to come over for a movie. Well, maybe that's a slight exaggeration, but the Hollywood Reporter tells us Sandringham Estate, the country retreat of Queen Elizabeth II, will be hosting drive-in movies beginning September 25th, featuring a slate of popular and award-winning films shown on a state-of-the-art LED screen. On the 25th, you can see 1917 and Rocket Man. The next night includes Toy Story, The Greatest Showman, and Bohemian Rhapsody. The following day, a triple feature of Moana, Grease, and A Star is Born. Ticket prices start at £32.50 with the option of paying an extra £7.50 to add chairs and tables to the side of one's vehicle along with popcorn. Attendees will park their vehicles in designated areas within Sandringham Country Park and hear the film via an audio transmitter in their car, while concessions include alcoholic beverages, popcorn, soda, and snacks. Rotating food vendors will service each film. Sandringham regularly holds educational and entertaining events such as garden tours, apple picking, and a Christmas craft fair. Well, Harry and Meghan Markle have, as promised, paid back the money that went into the renovation of Frogmore Cottage. The Mirror reminds us that Harry and Meghan came under fire for renovating the property at a public expense after moving out of Kensington Palace. It was initially thought it would take them 11 years to pay back the huge sum. A spokesman for the Duke and Duchess of Sussex said, "A contribution has been made to the sovereign grant by the Duke of Sussex. This contribution, as originally offered by Prince Harry, has fully covered the necessary renovation costs of Frogmore Cottage, a property of Her Majesty the Queen, and will remain the UK residence of the Duke and his family." Word is that the couple is no longer receiving money from Prince Charles. And the Mirror reports Prince Philip is said to be furious with Prince Andrew and Harry, the black sheep of the royal family, sourcing a new book. A biographer alleges the Duke of Edinburgh has struggled with grandson's dereliction of duty and didn't fully understand what had made life so unbearable for Harry and Meghan. In an extract from her new book, author Ingrid Seward also wrote that Philip has been troubled by his son Andrew's behaviour, including the Duke of York's association with the paedophile Jeffrey Epstein. She claims that it appears he is apparently frustrated that many younger members of the royal family do not share his values and his acceptance of duty in the same way he has had to. Behavioural psychologist and royal body language expert Dr. Peter Collect said, "The Duke of Edinburgh is an alpha male playing a beta role, but he accepts that it's his duty." Author Ingrid Seward also claimed that due to the sacrifices he has made, he finds it hard to understand why the generations beneath him have not been able to toe the line. He reportedly felt the couple had everything going for them, a beautiful home, a healthy son, and a unique opportunity to make a global impact with their charity work. ET Online has learned that Harry and Meghan's new go-to spot on their 90-minute drive from Los Angeles to Santa Barbara is In-N-Out Burger. Well, per the report, the couple has stopped by a few times on their way home from meetings and appearances. Last Monday, after the preschool garden planting, they stopped at the drive-thru and all of the employees nearly lost their minds. They were all yelling and laughing and could not believe Meghan and Harry were ordering burgers from the drive-thru. Rumour has it Harry has already learned about the secret menu. Marie Claire educates us, East Coasters, that the secret menu is a not-so-secret but not actually posted set of options that patrons of the California-based fast food chain can order at In-N-Out, which has a famously short list of items on its official menu. This secret menu includes things like animal-style fries, which are In-N-Out's classic fries topped with the restaurant's famous spread, a slice of cheese, and chopped grilled onions. No word yet on which secret menu items Harry is personally obsessed with, though. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.